Nathan is in now to talk sport. Kia ora, Nathan.
Kia ora.
Okay, we're talking about happy fans
yes.
now.
See, last time I spoke about sad fans, about Warriors and Crusaders fans. Today we're talking about the happiness of sport and of fandom. And it's mostly centred around football with a netball at the end. So here we go.
Okay.
The English Premier and leagues underneath that. So the Premier League at the top and then the Championship, then League One, League Two. Right, okay. That's what they do. Underneath that are...
I mean, I would have put Championship at the top, but anyway,
yeah, yes,
that's just
I know,
me.
That's what they went with. But look, underneath that is a whole lot of teams that play, and they're amateur slash semi-amateur slash been around for a long time. There's someone down at the club called Nev. He wears a white coat. He's been running it for ages. Good bloke, go and see him. But Bromley are a team who have been playing in those not-league teams now for 132 years, and they have just won their way up to the English Football League. So they're in League Two, so they will be a professional team from next year. So there was much excitement. I mean, how incredible is that? 132 years.
I mean, you've got to give it to them. That's stickability.
It's very cool. And they've just jumped up into League Two. Now, League Two was the big Netflix series Welcome to Wrexham, remember?
Yes.
So they did that journey. They went from being amateurs up into League Two. They made it to League Two last year. And the thing is, well, you know, you bounce around there for a while and you try and work your way out. Nah, Wrexham, boom, they're out. They're going to be automatically promoted this year. So this was their first year in professional football in League Two, and they've promoted, so there's lots of happy fans there still. Also the fans of Ipswich, but some of you might have caught a bit of footage of Ed Sheeran doing the rounds, because he has supported Ipswich, the Tractor Boys they're known as, since he was a little boy, and they were in a bit of financial trouble, and he said, well, I'll be your shirt sponsor if you like. So there's Ed Sheeran. He hasn't put his, if I was him, I would have put my own face on there,
yes,
quite frankly. But he did one with like a little symbol across the front of it, so he's been their sponsor. They've made it up to the Premier League, the big Premier League. They haven't been there for 22 years, and there was a lovely little exchange of him on the phone, because he's in Miami at the moment with the Formula One, and he was performing there, and he's like talking to the team in the dressing room, hi, congratulations, and they were going, good, where are you? And he goes, oh, I'm in Miami, I've got to pay for the sponsorship somehow, but I'm back Wednesday, do you guys want to go out? So they're like, yes. So Ed and the team will be on there, so make sure you've got all your facilities ready there. Leicester City are the other team that will come back up to the Premier League. Celebrity owner news. Will Ferrell has made a lot of people in Leeds happy. He's bought into the Leeds United Football Club, so that's a cash injection. There are happy people in Madrid after Real Madrid won their 36th La Liga title on the weekend, but there is no happier dressing shed, I think, than that of the Southern Steel, who snapped a 21-game losing streak. They finally got one there. They beat the Northern Stars on Saturday, which is absolutely amazing. So that cheering that you heard at the airport, everybody, that was the team arriving back. They're probably still up, I would imagine. The magic and the tactics play tonight, but congratulations to you, Southern Steel. Got there after 21 games.
Excellent. Who would you want to have as your celebrity owner? What as the team?
Oh, that's, do you know, I don't know, but my friend Oscar Quietly figured out that you could sponsor. There was one of the local basketball teams in New Zealand were doing it game by game, and he was like, do you know, if I only paid this much, I could get my face put on the front of the jersey, and I'd go along just for the comedy of seeing that. So,
well, Will Ferrell would be a fun time.
That's a pretty cool, yeah, you're having Will Ferrell.
And if Ed Sheeran calls you up to take you out,
I think it's pretty good as well.
Fun. Maybe Ryan Gosling. Anyway,
I'll think
I digress. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Nathan Rari with our sports chat.